an eighth person has been charged with murder following the deaths of two boys walking home from basketball in Melbourne. 12-year-old Chol Achik and 15-year-old Do Kweng were chased and attacked by machetes earlier this month in Melbourne's northwest. The tragic event sparking calls for tougher bail laws from the South Sudanese community. Sarah Jensen spoke to Akol Magot, a family friend of the two boys, who was at the scene the night of the attack.
It was very extremely bad, seeing two young people on the floor, dead, police all around them. We as a family sitting there, we can't know whether to rush to it, to uncover it and see them, or what's not. But it was shocking. It was shocking and it was very tragic for us. It's unbelievable. That night, it was a horrible night. It's a night that changed our life forever.
When you say it changed your life, what's the impact it's left on the South Sudanese community?
A very negative impact, especially for the young people. Just losing their life easily like that. And for us as parents, the community, this is not what we intended to be in Australia for, to bring our young ones. Or they're even born here. Both of Chol and Dow, they were born here, you know, and seeing them just gone like that for something that they don't even have any part of it, it makes it very difficult, very challenging. The impact is very negative. We've been crushed. We're devastated. It's very hard for us to swallow that.
And how have the parents come together to support one another in this time?
All our community, even other communities, they are very generous. They came, they keep coming to the house for support. Since the day of the incident, both family been receiving a lot of support, physical support, emotional support, even financial support and spiritual support throughout the community. They keep coming, even some of the government officials as well, they came to visit us, and it was amazing. It was good. The support has been ongoing and we're really appreciating it as well. Yeah.
And what can the wider community here in Melbourne do to help your community?
What the wider community can do is just to contribute in safety. If your child, your son or your daughter is on the wrong part of the law, is to encourage them to disengage, to encourage them to get back to the reality, you know, to be in a safe side, you know, because they deserve to be safe. They deserve when they go out there, they can feel safe and come back home safe as well. And what we can do, all of us as a whole community in Victoria, is to encourage our young people not to partake in any wrongdoing or breaking the laws or carrying knives or machetes or guns or violence overall, because this is not helping us as a community regardless.
And what steps do you want to see taken by the government to keep, you know, the children safe from these communities?
The government would definitely can definitely do so much. They can first thing put a bit of investment into the Victoria Police and put a little bit of investment into the community services providers. Grant more spaces for young people to where they can feel safe, where they can feel welcome, where they can participate in their sports in different levels, in different fields. Open doors for more safety spaces throughout the community. Of course, to empower police, just to carry on with their jobs, and overall to strengthen the bail laws as well, you know, because the problem now is not the police catching the criminals, because they could catch the criminals and then later on they get released in bail. So bail is the one that's killing us as a community. If you toughen the bail, then no one can commit any crime, because they will know that the rules are tough.
So you're asking for tougher bail laws to be implemented?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We want the bail to be more tougher so that the message can come across to everyone who lives in Victoria, knowing that you break a rule, you break a law, you commit a crime, you get sentenced. I believe that Victoria is for all of us, you know. Everybody is deserved to be safe. Everybody deserves to be healthy. Everybody deserves to be happy. We are one community. It's no longer about race. It's no longer about color. It's no longer about gender. It's no longer about the religions. It's about us coming together as Victorians and who want to do good for Victoria.
Mr. Akol Magot from Wyndham Community, speaking to Sarah Jensen's For The Wire.